All right, we finish up Shimon Lama Bay, Shmiras HaGuf Al Pi HaTeva. How to keep, how to watch your body based on nature. I have to tell you, it was not as geschmack eating so much on Shabbos today after learning all this before Shabbos, to be honest with you. All right. Okay, this is a long one tonight. Wow. Okay. This is like a double. Okay, Tezayin. Loilam, you know, the Mazazmi Peres Ilonis. A person should stay away from fruit. I ate that on Shabbos too, and I thought I was being healthy. And don't eat a lot of them, even dry fruit, and for sure, moist, fresh. But if before they, it doesn't mean cook, I mean, it literally means cooked, but it means before they're ripe on the tree, then they're mamish, that's like, you eat unripe fruit, it's like taking swords to your body. And carob is always bad. And any sour fruit is bad. And you only eat a little bit. In the places they only eat it in the summer, and in places that are hot, not places that are cold in the winter. Figs, grapes, and pomegranates, oilam, toivim are always good. Bein retuvim, bein yevashim, whether they're wet, meaning whether they're fresh or whether they're dried out. Va'ichla kol tzargan, and a person can eat as much as he wants. Kamakam le'yasmid achilas. You shouldn't be a masmid with their achila, meaning eat it here and there. Avo pishem toivim mikol pri elonis. Even though they are the best of all the fruits, still take it easy.
What about fruits that help digestion?
I don't know. It says I don't know how it rolls with nowadays. I almost don't know how it
I
goes.
mean, I think citrus and apples are considered good for digestion.
Nothing else
Yeah,
good.
that's what they say.
Prunes,
But
prunes.
prunes for sure, right? That's what they say, but I don't know
No,
if the
prunes are
Matzias
good for
changed.
going to
Right, so
retro.
that's digestion,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, but I think
Right.
that's already too much. That's already
Well, that
overdoing
could
it.
be. I don't know. No, because
That's
he
probably
said
already
today's
unhealthy.
too.
If you eat normal, then you don't need prunes.
But he said last week you should eat foods that cause you to go to the bathroom first.
Right, but not like cause you to stay in the restroom for the rest of the day.
I don't know. Everybody's body is different. I
Right.
don't know. I don't know how this works with the Metzius nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Yudan.
So you're saying maybe it's not again. Maybe all
Correct.
this.
Clearly, it doesn't agree with science. That's for sure.
No, I'm saying maybe the way they ate back in the days, maybe it did agree with science.
Could be. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Binyan drinking. Hamayim water is the most natural drink. Ubriyim laguf, and it's actually healthy. That nowadays they agree to.
That's
Right? If they're pure and clear, ma'ilim because it's water keeps you hydrated. Umamaram and it helps get out the psoilus. You should take cold water, shame maravim, because it quenches thirst, umativim as equal, and it makes the digestion easier. More than these that are not cold. But it shouldn't be very cold. Shame hativi, because they can what it can do, if it's very cold, then it can cause you to get to lose your temperature, makes your temperature drop. When we call shekane, kisha adam hu ayefiyageya, when a person is weak and tired, yizarma, then don't eat cold drink, because then the fats of the heart gets heated up, and then it's going to get like it's going to disintegrate because of the tiredness. And the cold water is going to damage him. You can come to a sakana chas v'shalom. Right? So don't. Now this can be negeya when you're exercising. Right? So I think I don't know what they say. Don't have real cold water when you're exercising. I think that's what the health people say. Should be warmer water, but I'm not sure. Certainly the kids are saying that. Vafki, even though water is good for the body, don't drink too much. and don't drink before you eat. It's going to make the stomach cold. It's not going to digest easy. Even while you're eating, this is also the Rambam says, you should have a little bit of water mixed with wine. Only once the Michael starts to digest, as you to shear benedict, then have a medium amount. English is mine, but say some in Americhats. Don't drink water when you leave the bathhouse. Shall you scar hakovid so that your liver won't get cold? And because you shall you to Americhats that you shouldn't drink in a bathhouse. Chain you to isom take if achara mishkal. You also shouldn't drink immediately after relations. That's when the natural heat is chalosh. But he had garim she is karu. And that's going to cause the Avarim to get cold. Okay. Here you go for the drinkers. Wine is machzik, the natural temperature. Umeitiv is a equal, and it makes the digestion good. Umeitiv, and it takes away the extra stuff in the body. And it helps your health. As long as you have a medium. And somebody whose brain is weak, should be careful from wine. It can make you more tired, and it can fill the head with smoke from the alcohol. Yain is good for old people, and it damages young people because it's the natural heat. It's like adding fire to fire. Fascinating line. This to me is the most fascinating line in the whole Kitzur. No drinking until you're 21. If you drink before you're 21, it is unhealthy. So that one clearly medical agrees. What?
That's how the government derived the psak.
I don't know if that's where they got it from, but clearly that's coming from somewhere. All right. Ain right, lishlis yayin kadam achila elamaat. You should not drink wine before eating, only a little bit. I guess that's an appetizer. They liftoyach habneimayim in order to open up the intestines. Doesn't sound like it's an appetizer. It sounds like stam to help you digest. V'loy be'ez rabban, and don't drink wine when you're really starving. V'loy achar merchatz v'zeya, not after a bathhouse and or sweating. V'loy achar alma v'yigia, not after a lot of work. V'soy achila lo yishta elamaat, and when you're eating, only a little bit. You test. A person should not eat only when he is hungry. When he's starving. Don't drink unless you're thirsty. And do not hold in from going to the bathroom even for a second. And don't eat till you check yourself very well. Maybe you have to go to the bathroom. Meaning, do not eat. If you have any sort of inkling that you have to go to the bathroom, fine. A person should make sure that his stomach is always soft, meaning that he that it's via karav l'shil shel ma'at, and it's always meaning that you should go to the bathroom. So klagadu, it's a major rule in refuah. Kolzman sheharei nimna ay yatsa b'kayshi. Anytime you cannot go to the bathroom or it comes out with difficulty, like constipation, chalayim royim boim, that means that's bad news for sickness. And when he sees that his intestines are weak and he doesn't have koyach to push it out, yidrash b'royfim lahagidlo, he should look to the doctors to tell him b'mayirafay, somehow he can loosen them. Ish ish l'fi mizgoy l'fi yom, of every person according to his temperature and his days. This is why what do you call it? All these medications to go to the bathroom and bran and et cetera, are so popular. Because clearly it's extremely important to be able to loosen your bowels as often as you can. And that's a major health benefit. Yigiyah, meaning working hard and down the middle, is good to the health. But doing too much work, and too much rest, damage the body. When you're hot, you shouldn't work too hard, only a little bit. And when it's cold, you need to work more. Somebody who's fat, has to do more exercise than somebody who is weak. Right? Okay, that's always the joke. You know, a person gets in a car, drives 15 minutes to go to the gym. Right? That how much how that doesn't make any sense. Okay, Chav Beis. Person has to know what his nefesh needs and be careful and know what they are. He has to know about his happiness and daiga, his fear and his anger and his and pachad is also a different type of fear. Shame benefesh, these are part of the nefesh. A person should be happy with his portion all the days of his hevel. Hevel means like from Kehelis, because everything is hevel, everything's garbage. So therefore, a person should at least be happy with his lot. And don't be worried about a world that doesn't belong to you. Don't ask for many two extras via betuv levo. You should always have a good heart with simcha and like. Be simcha down the middle. Because if you're happy, then that keeps your temperature, your natural temperature, and then you can digest properly, and it can push out all the extras, and you can see well, and all the other senses, and it also actually help you have seichel. Oh no, Laila Harbus a simcha b'maychal b'mishta. But even though it's very important to be happy, you can't be too happy with eating and drinking k'may haschalim like the people that are fools. When you're too happy, so then what it does is it takes your heat, your natural temperature, and pushes it all over your body. And then it's going to knock down your natural temperature. Then your heart is going to get cold very fast. And you're going to die and not at your proper time, and you're going to die immediately.
This is too happy from eating and drinking or stam, even from learning Torah.
I don't know. He says,
Because, but before, yeah, he started off me, yeah.
so I don't know. It seems like I don't know. It
But
seems like
now
for
he sort
me,
of like goes on just talking about happiness.
yeah. Yeah. Begufam, and this also happens to people that are very fat. Maat, since their natural temperature is a little bit lefisha or kehem. Tzarim, because their arteries are very thin, because they're fat, meaning arteries in the heart. And Murutzas Adam, and the blood flow, Shu Makar HaChaim, that is the source of the temperature. Hila'at, go slow. This is Mama, she's giving a, this is the issue with blood pressure and clogged arteries and all that. Vadaiga hu hipuch HaSimcha. And Daiga is the opposite of simcha, and it also is damaging. It makes the body very cold, and then it brings the natural temperature all to the heart, and then it can cause heart failure. Kas causes you to get overheated. Then you're going to get to some sort of fever. And fear makes the body get cold, and that's what will happen to somebody who's scared. He will start shivering, right? And the reason why he starts shivering is because his body temperature goes down. Yeah, that we see also. When he gets too cold, he might die. A person shouldn't eat when he's angry, or when he's fear, or he has any sort of daiga. When you're middle of the road happy, that's when you should eat.
That's it.
Fine.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry. I said to the end of the simon because we switched it. I saw tomorrow's Aleph, but it's Hanukkah. We're coming back to Chof Gimel on
Oh,
Thursday.
so we end here?
Yeah, we're on here
Yeah, I
tonight.
was like,
Yes.
sheesh, this
Yeah,
is
yeah, yeah,
long.
yeah. I realized. I didn't double check when you were
But
looking.
I think we had this kasha last week too, that had a punkty has to stop in middle. Like
Right,
we couldn't
but
time it to the end.
That's what I thought. And I saw tomorrow is a new sim, and I thought we're finishing.
Right. Okay. So now we put this on pause,
Right, and
and then we
tomorrow we're
start
starting
Hilchus
Hilchos Aruchos.
Chanukah tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. We'll stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night, a good Tzvach, a good Yarb, so there's Tavis, a Lichtig
Amen.
in
Amen.
Chanukah. Amen. Thank you.
What
Should be regular time.
time is better, but
thank
Should be
you. We
regular
posted
time.
10 minutes early.
Huh?
Well,
What?
during the week, not tonight. Yeah, I'm sorry. During the week, it's regular.
During the
I
week should be
thought,
regular time, I think. I mean, I'll probably have to be adjusted here and there depending on Hanukkah parties, but Pashtus is regular 9:15.
if there's any changes, please post
We'll
it.
let you know. We'll let you know.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good walk, everybody.
Such a
Zayin
lovely
gezeiz.
room.
Goodbye.
Hmm.